You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Another summer is upon us, and for many of us, that means time spent on the roads as we head out on vacation. But between Memorial Day and Labor Day, this is also known as the 100 deadliest days of summer. That is because the number of car accidents and fatalities rise during this time. It is also when we see more road construction projects on our streets and our highways. And these projects can distract drivers. Joining us live in studio to talk more about all of this are Jack Snyder, Vice President of Western Construction, and Brett Jennings, a consultant currently, but also a retired Director of Highway Safety at the Idaho Department of Transportation. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So as I mentioned, I mean, we hear this term every summer, the 100 deadliest days of summer. Car accidents go up, fatalities go up, but if you're on the road at all, there's always more road construction, too, because the weather's good. So this is when you get road construction finished. So when it comes to these construction projects, let's talk about safety and especially keeping the people who are working in those construction zones safe.
Well, that's my passion, is to make sure my workers are safe. I have an obligation as an employer to make sure my workers stay safe and they go home in the same condition that they showed up for work that morning. And it's very frustrating at times to use the analogy that we're trying to rebuild the car engine with the engine running. We're asked to do things that have a high degree of danger. Mm-hmm. And it's very unnerving to work out there. And I'm not sure the traveling public gives the workers the respect in the workplace there that they deserve. And it has caused problems. We've had some horrendous accidents here in the valley. Just recently out there at Cloverdale, mm-hmm. Doing highway construction, three airmen from Mountain Home Air Force Base lost their lives. And I believe a lot of these are preventable with good highway engineering practices, and I know my colleague Brent has an opinion on that.
So let's talk about that, Jack and Brent. With this accident on the interstate over Cloverdale, where the overpass had to be reconstructed, this happened last June, in fact, and it was devastating, to say the least. And Brett, having worked for the Idaho Department of Transportation for so many years, when you're going to do a big project like that, especially on an interstate, where it's not just one car that's going 70 or 80 miles per hour, it is car after car after car, how do you make sure that not only are workers safe, but that motorists are safe?
Well, that's a good question. It's a real true team effort. You know, the owner of the roadway facility comes up with a plan, a good traffic control plan, mm-hmm. and then the drivers, people who are operating vehicles on the roadway, we hope they're really paying attention to what's going out in the work zone, and that the contractors are working with us as well to maintain and make sure that the work zone is operating properly. Drivers, you have so many behaviors and so many behavior types, you know, with people behind the wheel, that it is really that true team effort. And everybody mm-hmm. has to do their part to pay attention to what's going on, especially in a busy work zone like that, or really for any work zone that is out there.
And, you know, when that happened last year, there was a lot of back and forth about, well, the road, it narrowed too suddenly and there wasn't enough time to make those lane changes. I would think, though, that when you get ready to do a big project like this, and Jack, the ITD is one of your main clients. You have five big projects going on right now with them. You have to be having these discussions.
Yes, we do. My opinion, it should be a shared partnership between the contractor and the transportation department. And, of course, it takes the cooperation of the traveling public. I always point out to people that the most dangerous thing we do in a day-to-day world is operate a motor vehicle. Statistically, in Idaho, 244 people lost their lives in 2017 in this state. And I believe most people would find that a shocking statistic. Mm-hmm. Now, work zone in working along the highway takes another degree above that. But in this world we live in of distracted drivers, and I know there's an acronym that Brent uses for that, inattentive and distracted. I think the introduction of a cell phone to the operation of motor vehicles has been very detrimental. Although that maybe can't be statistically proven, I believe there's a lot more distracted driving going on than there used to be.
Oh, talk about that, Brent.
Yeah, I call it the Diaz principle: distracted, inattentive, occupant protection. You know, people not using their seatbelt and buckling up. So, distracted, inattentive driving really is becoming more prevalent because people are using their electronics in their car more and more. Not only cell phones, but they're looking at the electronic screens that are within their car. And so on. And it's very interesting, you know, when you look at the statistics that in 2017, there was a traffic crash that occurred every 20 minutes on Idaho roadways.
Wow.
And of that, an unbelted passenger motor vehicle occupant was killed every almost 4 days. A person is killed in a traffic crash every 35 hours, just over 35 hours.
And you're talking just Idaho.
We're talking just Idaho. And so when you break it down and you look at it from the standpoint of a crash clock, if you will, you know, and these numbers come from actual police reports.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at those numbers, it's alarming. And then when you look at the causation, single vehicle run off the road crashes are very prevalent, causing fatalities. Impairment is very big contributor to those single vehicle runoff the road crashes. Idaho, as far as seatbelt usage goes, is about 80%, where neighboring states have 90, 95, 98%.
They also have bigger fines if you don't wear your seatbelt in neighboring states.
Not only do they have the bigger fines, but let's just set that aside for a moment. Let's just think about, they also have a primary seatbelt law.
Mm-hmm.
And the science shows that if you have a primary seatbelt law, that seatbelt usage will raise dramatically. And so it's estimated that approximately 40 to 50 people would not have to lose their lives if they were buckled up properly.
You know what's interesting to me as well? We just got back from a road trip. And so, of course, you know, we're on Interstate 84, Interstate 82, I-90. I mean, you know, big interstates. So construction projects on every part of these roadways. And what I notice is, you know, when your speed limit goes down when you get into those construction zones. And a lot of times, there aren't any workers around. There's nothing going on. So I still slow down because I'm convinced police are going to get me for a ticket. But how many people do not slow down? How does that factor in, even if there is not construction going on at the time that you go through that construction zone? Because, Jack, you have to see that.
Yes, and that's problematic and gives us a bad rap. But I brought with me today there's a manual on uniform traffic control devices. And a lot of what we do is, since it is federal money, is governed by federal regulation. And federal regulation requires that signs be posted no matter really what's going on inside the construction zone. Because we normally like to live normal lives and only work 8 to 10 hours a day. So there's 14 hours of the day where nobody's going to be working out there on the roadway, but the signs stay up because there could be an abrupt edge. Things aren't quite according to Hoyle with the markings on the road, guardrail being in place, etc. So I know that gives us a bad rap, and I know the Idaho legislature is always on the department about that, well, we see signs, but we don't see anything going on. But it's a like chicken and egg deal because
you can't go out and take all the signs down every time somebody goes and takes a break. But you make a good point in the sense that a lot of times, I mean, there's one, even if there's not construction, you're down to one lane. Mm-hmm. It's not what you are used to seeing. So that I would think too. That's also just almost a safety precaution for drivers to be aware and not be distracted.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, even though I'm not at the Transportation Department anymore, so I'm not representing them here today, I will say that that has always been a very, very big challenge for us because as we enter the work zone, it's more distracting to speed people up, slow people down, constantly change signs. And then, you know, that really takes people out of their awareness zone. But however, when you do slow the traffic down, sometimes you're slowing it down too much, complacency kicks in and say there's really their perception is there's nothing going on around here. Let's go ahead and speed up. However, you're still in an active work zone, and anything can take place in an active work zone. So that's always been a big challenge as to how to segment out the work zones to make them more meaningful where people will pay more attention and not get into an area of complacency in their driving.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. I think it's important that we talk about it. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about it. Those statistics are staggering, but hopefully people will maybe put the cell phones down, put the electronics down, pay more attention so that everyone can remain safe, especially during the summer vacations. So thank you both very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Our guests today, Jack Snyder, Vice President of Western Construction, and Brent Jennings, a current consultant but also retired Director of Highway Safety at the Idaho Department of Transportation. We have been talking about the 100 deadliest days of summer. We are in the midst of that right here in Idaho right now. Up next, we tune in for an audio postcard from this year's Emmett Cherry Festival. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.